Okay, thank you, and welcome back. First of all, let me just explain a little bit about the English language in relation to my guests tonight. The English term received pronunciation is probably what my accent sounds a little bit like. As a BBC broadcaster and reporter, we're basically trained to speak a certain way. Now, there is another version of received pronunciation which appears in most classical English films and Shakespeare theatre pieces, and that's known as heightened received pronunciation, as used by Noel Coward, Richard Burton, and my favourite, Anthony Hopkins. And then, of course, this usually leads into what's known as Queen's English, where the words brown and round are changed slightly to sound like brine and rind. Now, due to their public school education, most politicians have also inherited a unique way of speaking with a rather plummy, stiff, upper-class accent, like one of my guests tonight, Lord Hatherstone. Tell me, is it normal, and probably more to the point, is it painful having to talk like you do every day?
Well, one gets used to it, actually, you know, but it's certainly not painful at all.
Right, okay, thank you. Now, one of my other guests is from South London originally, and has starred in many films over the years as a voiceover artist to certain American actors that had difficulty getting the right accent to fit the part they were playing in the film. So please welcome Brian Little. Brian, how difficult was it for you in the beginning?
So I was born in Shoreditch, which is right in the city of London, you know, the square mile. And actually, my grandfather was a Beadle. So my birthright really gave me the original Cockney accent that's become so popular now in thrillers and American corruption gang films, you know, where some of the bad boys have to have really strong London, South London accents. And is it difficult for the majority of American film actors to do the right accent, you know, to get it just right?
Well, it all depends, really. It's a matter of opinion. I personally thought that Mel Gibson did a great Scottish accent in Braveheart, but whether he could do a strong Cockney accent, I've no idea.
Lord Hatherstone, you wanted to say something.
Yes, well, as Mr. Little just mentioned, there are some really interesting films around today where genuine British accents play a tremendous role in the authenticity of the characters being portrayed, which I, for one, find terribly exciting. Thank you.